Fantasy football fans, which is a lot of you, I know that. I got a way that you can make money, win money, just like you do when you bet the games. It's the Draft app. It's awesome. Or you can just go to draft.com on your laptop or whatever. You get to play in a real live NFL, if you want NBA, snake draft right now, whenever you want. You're done in under 5 minutes, and you get paid out the next day. Plus, you can play for free. So I'm giving you free money, essentially, when you use the promo code EVENMONEY, because you get to play in a real money draft for free with your first deposit. Again, you got to use the promo code EVENMONEY. They're even giving you guys a money-back guarantee up to $100 if you don't like it or whatever. So seems like a pretty good deal to me. Just search Draft in your app store or go to draft.com and come play free right now with promo code EVENMONEY.
If you'd like to make your NFL games a little more interesting, you've come to the right place. It's the Even Money Podcast with Ross Tucker and Steve Fezzik.
Yeah, Vegas, baby, Vegas. It is the Even Money Podcast, week 16. We only have about a month of these left. This is making me sad. We're presented by BetOnline.ag, the online gaming website of choice for the Even Money Podcast, with the best odds and fast payouts. He is the man, the only two-time winner of the Super Bowl of professional football gambling, the Super Contest at the Westgate in Vegas, Steve Fezzik. Check him out on Twitter, at Fezzik Sports. I am at Ross Tucker NFL, former NFL offensive lineman that loves this podcast. One of my favorite things every Sunday during the games is checking the bets that I told you guys to make and seeing how we're doing, because I want to try to steer you guys in the right direction as much as humanly possible. And that starts with looking back at last week. Thanks to our guy, Todd Bergman, at L Birdman on Twitter. Steve, it was not a good week again, my friend. I was down 4 units overall. You were down 5.5 units. We'll go through it. We both leaned Chicago but didn't take them, which is a good thing because that would have been bad. We both passed the Denver Indy game. As for the Chargers and the Chiefs, we went head-to-head. Chargers laying a point. You were right. I was wrong. You got a unit. I lost a unit. As for the Niners game, you laid the 2 points with San Francisco and pushed 25-23. For some of the other games, you put 2 units on the Texans. That obviously did not work out well. They got destroyed by the Jags, lost 2 units there. Our first best bet was the Packers getting 3 points. I put a unit on it. You put 2 units on it. And the Packers ended up losing by 7, so we both dropped some there. Next bet for me, I took Arizona getting 4.5 points. They lost by 5, so I lost by 0.5 point there. So I was down another unit there. You came up big with the Rams, man. I mean, the Rams getting 1.5 points destroyed the Seahawks, so you won 2 units there because you put 2 units on them. I put a unit on Pittsburgh getting 3 points. That was a push. That stunk. I mean, let's be honest. That should have been a win for me, probably. And then I put a unit on Dallas laying 3. That pushed also. So I guess that, you could argue, was fortunate. So 2 pushes in a row. Our other best bets included the Bucks against the Falcons. That came through. So we did win a 1 best bet, 1 unit each. I leaned Philadelphia in that game against the Giants. You did a teaser, Steve. You did first quarter under 7.5, 1.5 units to win. What did you do for the first quarter? I forget.
That was a derivative bet. Played the first quarter under 7.5, laid $1.50, never had a chance as the Eagle defense did not show up.
No, they really did not. And then we both put 2 units on the over for the Ravens-Browns game because of the way the Ravens' offense had been playing. The overall under was 40. It came up short 27-10. So, again, You were down 5.5. I was down 4 for the year. That drops me to up 27 units, and you are up 10.5 units. So we must do much better this week, Steve. Are you ready?
I am ready, and I don't even want to talk about losing the over in the Cleveland game. We certainly should have gotten there.
Totally with you. All right, let's do it, Bri.
All right, first up, let's go with the two Saturday games. We'll start with Indianapolis at Baltimore, and the Ravens are 13.5-point favorites with a total of 41.5.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the Ravens are going to beat them bad. I would probably lean Ravens in that game, but I'm not laying 13.5 points, not on the road. Oh, no, I guess it's in Baltimore, but I'm still not laying 13.5 points. The Ravens just don't score enough points for me to lay 13.5. I will pass that game.
I will lean to Indy. The look-ahead line on this game was 10, so big, big point spread tax on the teams that have to win here. And Indy, although they were not very good, they did get to play on Thursday, so extra time to prepare for this game. The rare case where the road team on a Saturday game has the advantage with travel, I will go with Indianapolis for a lean.
All right, Steve, the other Saturday game, Saturday night, NFC North, the Minnesota Vikings at the Green Bay Packers, and the Packers minus 9, 40.5 the total.
Yeah, it's right where I made the number. Dream crusher for Green Bay. Now that they're out of it, we'll see what Hundley can do. To put this line in perspective, I guess I'm going to lean to Green Bay. They're catching 5 hosting the Saints with Hundley early in the year. Saints are comparable to Minnesota, pretty close teams. And now we're getting so many more points and make the case that Hundley's better now than he was back then. But the uncertainty of the dream crusher, I'm just going to make it a lean on Green Bay.
Yeah, so wait a minute. Just to be clear here, the Vikings are favored by 9, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, because the thing I'm looking at, Brian and I look at the same website, and they've got it mixed up. They've got the Green Bay Packers favored by 9. Too bad that this website doesn't accept the bets. I'd be putting a lot of money in on the Vikings getting 9 points. I don't know. I'm going to pass the game. I would lean Minnesota, actually. I've seen way too many Brett Hundley home games to last me a lifetime. But I'm going to pass this game. I think the Vikings really want to seal the deal in terms of the bye week and still have a chance at home field advantage. I think they'll come out and play well. And I think it sends an awful, awful message to the team when you put a clearly healthy player like Aaron Rodgers on IR. I mean, you're certainly not telling them that there's a whole lot of importance in this game.
All right, on to the Sunday games. First one is Detroit. They are 5-point favorites at the Cincinnati Bengals. 43.5 is the total. No, I'm sorry, just 43.
Yeah, a little surprised by this, just in the sense that, you know, the Bengals have kind of packed it in the last 2 weeks. The Lions still very much in playoff contention. I'm going to put a unit on the Lions laying 5 points. I just feel like the Bengals have packed it in. Maybe they feel like they'll play better at home or that they'll show some pride. I don't know, but I'll go ahead and take the Detroit Lions, one unit laying the 5 points in Cincy.
We're going to go head-to-head on this one. 2 units on the Bengals. Yes, they've most certainly been packing it in, almost looking like they've quit for the season, but I think this is going to be Marvin Lewis's last home game, and I think the Bengals do show. Let's put this line in perspective. Last week, if you wanted to bet the Lions, you had to lay 5, and they were hosting the Bears. Now, they're laying 5 at Cincinnati. Is Cincinnati worse than the Bears? I don't think so. So, tremendous line value on the Bengals. I know they played horrible. I'm going to go contrarian. 2 units, Cincinnati.
Steve, the L.A. Chargers, 7-point favorites at the New York Jets with a total of 42.5.
Going to lean to the Chargers. They were laying 10.5 last week. I know that Bryce Petty played pretty well against New Orleans, but I still am not a believer in him or the Jets, and the Chargers still have something to play for. They still have a chance to get to the playoffs. What's keeping me off the Chargers is the 40 degrees and the light rain for a team from Los Angeles. Just to lean Chargers.
Yeah, I would probably lean Chargers as well. I don't like laying a full 7 at the Jets like that. The Jets, I'll give Todd Bowles credit. He has found a way to consistently get those guys to play above their head. So I'm going to pass this one as well.
Ross, the L.A. Rams in Tennessee against the Titans. 6.5-point favorites for Los Angeles. Total is 48.5.
Yeah, and I know they just played at Seattle, and now they're going to Tennessee. But the Titans, as desperate as they are, aren't playing very well. The Rams are on a roll. They're trying to clinch the division. They're trying to get a bye themselves. I don't like laying points very often, but this is a second game. I'm going to do it. I'm going to lay 6.5. I'll put a unit on the Rams. I don't usually like to go 2 units when I'm laying that kind of points, especially on the road like I'm doing twice here, but I'm doing it. A unit for the Rams laying 6.5.
So I've been against the Titans pretty much every week. I've talked about how overvalued they are and how they're just a slightly below average team and they don't belong in the playoffs. Having said all that, I've got them 2 points worse than an average team, which is lower than a whole lot of people throughout the country. I think the Rams are awesome. I got the Rams 6 points better than an average team. That puts them at the very top of the NFC. That still only makes this line 8 on a neutral site. That makes it 5 at Tennessee. I've got the Titans. Their season is slipping away in an absolute must-win circle the wagons game. 10 a.m. start time. I got a West Coast team with an early start time that's from L.A. that's got to go to the Tennessee winter. Okay, it's not going to be terrible weather, but it's going to be cold. I have to bet the Titans. It's too good of a spot. I know the Rams are much better, but that's built into the line. 3 units, Titans.
Wow.
Wow.
All right, Steve. Cleveland at Chicago. And the Bears are 6.5-point favorites. 38.5 is the total there.
Just say it isn't so. Cleveland has a little value in my numbers. There's no way I am betting Cleveland anymore over the rest of my lifetime. That team consistently just underperforms with Kaiser and with Hugh Jackson. I will pass the game.
I'm passing as well. I would lean Chicago. You know what? I'm not passing the game. I'm putting a unit on Chicago. The Browns stink. They're always going to stink. It's ridiculous now. I feel like the Bears will play better at home. I'm laying more points. I know I'm going to be wrong on at least 1 or 2 of these, but I'm putting 1 unit on Chicago, laying the 6.5 points.
Ross, the Tampa Bay Bucks at the Carolina Panthers, and Panthers 10-point favorites with a total of 46.5.
Yeah, I'm surprised by this line. Very surprised by the line. Now, the Bucks are beat up. They're putting even more guys on IR. It's not good. I don't think O.J. Howard or DeSean Jackson will play in this game. But I also know Thomas Davis isn't playing in the game. And I know that Shaq Thompson is not playing in the game. That just seems like a lot. I like the Bucks getting 10 points. I mean, 10 points is a lot. Jameis Winston's been slinging it. I'm putting 2 units on the Bucks getting the 10 points.
I'm going to pass the game, but I got to tell you, Ross, I would lean Carolina. I think that the Bucks, that was their home run game, similar to how Miami's home run game was against New England, and then they didn't show up against Buffalo for the most part. You mentioned it. Everybody's hurt for Tampa Bay. They've only got 6 days to prepare, and I really think that there, no team is more injured than Tampa, and also not having a bye all year long for Tampa Bay. They had that hurricane week 1, so they lost their bye week. I think that this team is absolutely done. Lean Carolina.
Steve, the Atlanta Falcons at the New Orleans Saints, and the Saints 5.5-point favorites. Total is 53.
So it's one of my favorite situational spots. I get the best team in the division playing the second best team in the division, arguably even the third best team here, but a playoff contender against the division winner, and somehow the playoff contender beats the division winner in the first game. So we saw this with Detroit, Minnesota, and then the rematch, the better team usually gets sky high. We saw it last week with the Rams whacking Seattle after losing their first game. Somehow Atlanta got it done, breezed through the interception at the very end of the game, and Atlanta went ahead and got the win at home 2 weeks ago. It's payback time in the dome. I only have the Saints 2 points better than Atlanta, but the spot is great. They slept, walked against the Jets, didn't play a very good game, but it was not a taxing game. Atlanta's had nothing but taxing close games. They only get 6 days to prepare. New Orleans is going to get it done here. I'm going to go 3 units on the Saints.
Wow. 3 units. That's big. I tend to agree that I think the Saints win the game. I think that they probably cover. I'm not going 3 units. You are going big on some of these, Steve. I will go, though, debating between 1 or 2 units. I'll just go 1 unit because it could be a field goal game. 1 unit, I'll take the Saints and give us our first best bet.
The best bet.
Next up, Ross, it's the Denver Broncos at the Washington Redskins. Washington, 3.5-point favorites, total is 41.
Yeah, I'm a little surprised by this line. I guess we still don't know who the quarterback will be for Denver at this point, and there's a very real chance that it'll be Paxton Lynch, and I can't pick Paxton Lynch. But we don't know who it is, so I have to pass the game. I got burnt on that a couple times earlier in the year. I'm not making a pick until I know who the quarterback is. If I knew it was Osweiler, I would lean Denver. If I knew it was Paxton Lynch, I would lean Washington.
Yeah, my sports options is showing Osweiler is expected to start Sunday versus Washington. He's listed as probably 90% that he's going to play. I'm gonna go with that. If that's the case, absolutely, I'm going to take Denver plus the points. I'm worried that this is their 7th road game in 10 weeks, but Denver has had 10 days off. They're playing much better. And you know what? The Ostrich was slinging it around good last week, played a very good game. Washington's been done since Thanksgiving when Dallas whacked them. They've not played well since. I'll take Denver for 2 units.
Miami Dolphins, Steve, at the Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs favored by 10 with a total of 44.
Whole lot of points, but I go back to Miami, similar to Tampa Bay. No bye all year long. I really think that is absolutely going to catch up to them the last couple of weeks. I'm worried Kansas City won their biggest game of the year, the showdown against the Chargers, and they could be slightly flat. I'll lean to Kansas City.
Yeah, I would probably lean Miami. I don't know, but I'm not laying 10 points. And as for Miami, I just have no faith in Cutler. I just can't do it. Passing the game.
You're not laying 10 there. How about 12.5 for the New England Patriots? They're hosting the Buffalo Bills, total of 47.
No, but I am going to take the 12.5 with the Bills. And I know that they haven't had the best of luck against New England, but I like the way the Bills are playing right now. New England coming off that emotional Sunday game against the Steelers. They lose Burkhead. I like the Bills to do a pretty good job of keeping this one close. I'm going to put 2 units on the Bills getting 12.5 points. That's a lot. I mean, even if they're down 17 and they score a touchdown late to lose by 10, they cover. Give me the Bills, 2 units getting the 12.5.
I agree. I'm going to put a unit on the Bills plus the 12.5. I hate betting against the Patriots. I've actually done it the last 2 weeks and gone 1-0-1. The Patriots had to play 5 road games in 6 weeks. Now they come home, but not exactly rested. The Bills played 3 straight home games. So I could make the case that it's the road team that's more rested here and in a good spot. Sure, give me the Bills for a unit.
All right, Steve, the Jacksonville Jaguars, 4.5. Point favorites at the, as we call them, the 3-0 San Francisco 49ers. Total is 42.5.
That's what my notes show, 3-0, and forget about the 4-10. Totally different team with Jimmy G. Hey, Bortles is actually playing great for Jacksonville. Who saw that coming? I certainly didn't, but now he has to go out on the road. Jacksonville's off 3 straight home games. I don't know if he can continue it on the road, and I could see Jacksonville letting up a little bit before playing the Titans. I've been riding San Francisco every week with Jimmy G. Go ahead and give me a unit, San Francisco.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with you. I mean, I think getting 4.5, I think at least keeping it close. Jacksonville has to go all the way out to San Francisco. There's so much momentum, so much positivity around the Niners right now. Jacksonville's the much better team. I think they'll win the game. I think the Niners have a good chance to cover. I'll put a unit on the Niners as well. Best bet.
The best bet.
The New York Giants at the Arizona Cardinals. Cardinals laying 4 with a total of 40.
Yeah, I mean, the Giants look pretty good on Sunday against the Eagles, especially on offense, and now they play an Arizona team that's going back to Drew Stanton as their quarterback. I guess what jumps out to me here is the total. I mean, the Giants' defense hasn't really been playing all that well. The Giants' offense looked pretty good, and they were getting the ball out. I think the Arizona offense can't be worse with Stanton than they were with Gabbert. I'm putting a unit on the over 40 total.
Makes a lot of sense because Arizona has kicked 9 field goals for their offense the last 2 weeks. And if you get into the red zone, you should score touchdowns half the time, even with a bad offense. So with Stanton, maybe that'll help. And certainly I was impressed with what the Giants was able to do. Eli finally starting to sling the ball around. The Cards I have rated as the much better team, but frankly, the money's coming in on the Giants, which probably is because of their improvement on offense. Let's have another best bet. I'll go over for a unit with you.
The best bet.
Sunday night, Seattle at Dallas. Cowboys, 5-point favorites, total 47.
So I didn't make it as high. I only made this line about 3.5, but I cannot go with Seattle. I know they've been great in December. Seems like all kinds of locker room problems. They don't have the tie break against Atlanta, so virtually stick a fork in them in terms of their playoff chances. And, you know, the defense has been injured all year long, and now they got linebacker injuries as well. But we thought that that O-line was improving, and then they get sacked 7 times last week. I will lean to Dallas, but my power ratings don't support it, so just a lean.
Yeah, I don't know what to expect from Zeke. I mean, I think people are excited about it and think he'll play pretty well. Seattle was absolutely embarrassed. I'd like to think that they'll bounce back from that. I don't know that for sure. So I'm going to end up passing the game. I just don't have a good enough read on it either way.
All right, on to Christmas Day. We got 2 games on Monday. First one, Pittsburgh, favored by 9.5 at the Houston Texans. Total is 44.
So the Steelers, you know, have to bounce back after that tough game against the Patriots, and they don't have Antonio Brown. Feels like a pretty good spot. You know, it's Christmas Day. Feels like a pretty good spot for Houston, but Houston's been awful lately. I mean, awful and just getting pounded. So it's just a lean for Houston here to keep this game close. The Steelers usually play to their level of competition, so I'll lean Houston, but I'm not going to pull the trigger.
I'm going to put a unit on Houston. It's big that Antonio Brown's not going to play. You know, Big Ben and company just are a completely different offense on the road. They have struggled big time on the road. And the fact that Houston got embarrassed so badly last week, I thought they'd be better with T.J. Yates. They most certainly weren't. I think we're going to get their best effort. And sometimes Pittsburgh shows up big time in primetime games under the lights. But I don't think they're going to be excited Christmas Day to have to be playing in the afternoon. I will put a unit on Houston.
All right, the final game, Steve, it's Monday night. It's Oakland at Philadelphia. The Eagles laying 9 points. Total is 47.5.
Yeah, so Philly's D was awful against the Giants. Now they get Oakland with both their wide receivers, questionable Cooper and Crabtree. And frankly, I don't know how Oakland can be excited to have to play Christmas night in Philadelphia. And I think Foles looked capable. I know that was a very high-scoring game against the Giants, but it's not going to be good weather on Christmas night in Philadelphia here. 47.5, sure. Go ahead and give me the under for 2 units.
That's interesting. I just think Raiders' defense is not good. The Eagles' defense has not been playing well. I can't go with you on that. I'm also not going to lay 9 points with the Eagles. I do expect them to play better at home than they have on the road, but that game is a pass for me. Excellent work, Steve. That'll do it. Now that we know where we're placing our bets, everybody knows where to go. The official online gaming company of the Even Money Podcast. It's betonline.ag. You just use that promo code EVENMONEY on your first deposit to earn a 50% welcome bonus up to $2,500 worth of sportsbook free plays. If you haven't tried it to this point, I really don't know why, but go ahead, treat yourself for Christmas. Just visit betonline.ag, use the promo code EVENMONEY to score your $2,500 bonus. It's a 50% welcome bonus up to $2,500. They also have that awesome state-of-the-art live betting software where you can bet a risk-free $25 on your first live bet. And if you're into the other stuff, the Vegas-style casino, live casino, poker, casino, they got it all for you, dude. They got it all. All at betonline.ag. Just make sure you use the code EVENMONEY. That'll do it for us for this week. Probably recording a little bit later next week, either Thursday or Friday, because of the holiday. So that's okay. There's no Thursday game, so we should be good. It'll come out Thursday or Friday. Stay posted by following us on Twitter, at Fezzik Sports, at Ross Tucker NFL, and Brian at RTF Podcast. Other than that, you guys know the deal with the other shows, Fantasy Feast, Ross Tucker Football Podcast. They're all awesome. Good luck, everybody. Hope you guys win some money.
Thanks for listening to the Even Money Podcast. Make sure to also subscribe to the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, the Fantasy Feast Podcast, and the College Draft Podcast, all available on iTunes at rostucker.com or wherever podcasts can be found.